stealing the race or not. Nigerians want to know if it's going to be a free-for-all or if particular regions will be shortlisted. But so far, the parties are silent. So far, they're silent. During the Big Three, I asked you which party you think will blink first. And we're going to talk about that some more now. But before we do, let's go to Rivers State first and talk about the drama in the Rivers Guber race. You have Governor Wike being accused of framing an aspirant in the PDP. And in the APC, you have an aspirant defying Amaechi's consensus move. You know, every 4 years, the Rivers State governorship race gives us lots of drama. Usually, the election result ends up in the tribunal. In 2019, it didn't go to the tribunal, but that was only because the APC was disqualified from contesting because they held two different primaries. Like I said, drama. And the drama has started early this election cycle. Already, one aspirant is behind bars. Oh, yes. Farad Agogo is a sitting member of the House of Reps. He bought a nomination form for PDP Guber ticket. But shortly after that, Governor Nyesom Wike, also a PDP member, declared him wanted. Wike accused Agogo of attempting to disrupt the PDP screening exercise for state and national assembly candidates. So the next day, when Agogo showed up to the party HQ for the Guber screening, he was arrested. However, Agogo's camp say that the accusations are false. They insist that Agogo had no business with the assembly screening since he's not running for an assembly seat. They're accusing Governor Wike of manufacturing charges against him to stop him contesting for the governorship against Wike's will. Now, they're accusing Wike of, they're accusing Wike's security detail anyway, of trying to shoot Agogo during the arrest. And they say Wike wants to add false murder charges to Dagogo's rap sheet. Dagogo is still in custody as we speak. The drama in the Rivers APC has not entered police gate yet, but it's still a tough one. Last week, the party announced Tony Cole as its consensus candidate. If you remember, Tony Cole was also the candidate that emerged from one of the two factional primaries in the APC 4 years ago. Do you remember? After the announcement, some of the APC aspirants came out to congratulate Cole. But one of them has said, no way, Magnus Abe. He said, I don't recognize any consensus process. I'm still in the race. 4 years ago, Magnus Abe was the winner of the other factional Guber primary. So clearly the Abe versus Cole rift is still raging in the party. Both times, Tony Cole emerged from a process that was endorsed by Rotimi Amaechi, the transport minister. Amaechi is, of course, the immediate past River State governor. He's considered the APC leader in River State. But Abe, who is Amaechi's former SSG, also a former senator, has been battling Amaechi for half a decade with some support at the national level. So once again, APC is stuck between Abe and Cole. And the question becomes, what next? Will the party fail to present a single candidate like the last time, or will there be a resolution before the deadline? Let's talk. Lagos 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. And tell me what you think about the police case on the PDP side. What do you think about this thing that's happening with Wike and Agogo and the screening in River State? We're still going to talk about the PDP in general and the APC and zoning and all of that. But let's start with this first. Share your thoughts with us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Also, let us know what you think via, WhatsApp is not available. So via Twitter. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thanks for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah. As concerns the zoning, APC have already come out. They said they are swapping. They've already said that when they were conducting their alright, so you don't need to put APC and PDP on the same line. But PDP is the only one that is left now. And everybody is looking at
where did APC zone to?
said it when they were doing their...
Where have they zoned to now?
They said they are swapping. That they said they are swapping the position that was occupied by southerners will move to the north, and what was occupied by the northerners will move to the south. So if you look at that, you will understand that they've already zoned to the south.
So why are leaders in the party still talking about zoning and the fact that
they are free to express their feelings and sentiments, but it's very clear the only thing that is. The only party that is left in Delima now is PDP, and it's very clear if it's not well handled, it might really spell doom for them. Now, talking about the Oluomo issue.
No, we're not talking about Oluomo issue anymore. 99.3, hello.
Hello, one man.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, you have Chris from Okoko Micro.
Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, Sandra, talking about APC, I think they are just watching. I mean, every step of PDP. That's what I think they are doing, because from every indication, Abdullahi Adamu, the current chairman of APC, is trying to try to make APC. He's watching PDP because he did say that they are watching north, because the block of the vote lies with the north. So anybody who wants to gain, popularity and winning the election must strategize on the north. So they are looking at every possibility. From every pillar, as we have it, I'm coming from every pillar that PDP may likely zone their presidency to north. So there is already an immediate change of rotation, even inside the APC. Some are making some moves that there are some, even from the news, they are making rounds that the current senate president is about considering, declaring his intention. And he's a strong candidate that should be emerging from the north as regards to the APC. So I think what we're having here, is going to be very tough. We'll keep watching,
he says. Thank you very much. I don't know. That call that came in before Chris was talking about APC saying that they are swapping. Was it not ESCO position that APC said they are swapping? Which is why I was asking him, so why are party stakeholders saying that it has to be zoned to the south? Because you have an Akeredolu who is asking the party to make its position known. If the had made an official announcement about zoning the presidential ticket, you won't have Akeredolu asking where has it been zoned to. So I think that guy, is conflating the ESCO swapping, the ESCO position swapping, with an actual zoning of the presidency. But anyways, let's talk to Adekunle Michael. Hi, Adekunle Michael. Thanks for calling us. Hello? Michael? Can you hear us? All right, doesn't look like Michael can hear us. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello?
Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
This is your senior special advisor on general duties.
Mr. Chris, good to have you on the show.
Thank you, man. Quick one. Only the news where people have been complaining about this state police. That the governors were jacked, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are using federal police now. And they arrested that man. And this is federal. Talk less of where the guy will have state police. So I want to beg Onyeze Nwoke. She is going for the presidency. If you become the president, is that how you will handle issues? So they should investigate that man. If really they find him wanted, okay, let him go through the trial. Then for the APC and the PDP, why are they waiting for PDP before they zone whatever to the where they want to zone to? Many people say PDP is dead and buried. Why are they having cold? Why must they wait for PDP? The South people, the South, when they were romancing with these people, now it's on their turn now. It's like Koniman die, Wayuma bury him. The party chairman said he's not an individual something for him to say where they will zone it to. That the party has the final say. So please, they should, if they are waiting for PDP, they should not wait for PDP. They are a party in government. If they are doing well, why are they waiting for PDP to zone to the east?
They did say they are waiting for PDP. They've never said that they are waiting for PDP. They are just taking their time and consulting.
President Sandra, you know that is why I like your own government. You don't waste time. Okay, what? So let them play in that Koniman die, Wayoman bury him.
Chris, bye. We've got Matthew. Masa. Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, hello, Sandra.
How are you?
Not bad.
Mm.
Today's been lucky that I'm calling and you're picking my call.
Hey, welcome.
Yeah, you see, about this primary thing, I think it's a well-known secret that the PDP is going to throw open its own presidential ticket. Okay. And I think they're going to blink first because, after all, they're going to be having their primaries first before the APC. Mm. So, especially they're going to blink first.
Mm.
And also about Wike, it's very shocking. This is a guy who is accusing the... This is the guy who's accusing the Buhari-led government of several high-handedness.
Hmm.
And he's doing the same thing. It is crazy. It's not very nice. Let me use bad words. It's not very nice what Wike is doing in River State. And I trust if you really want to be the president of this country, you should stop right now and let the process run itself, or in being the godfather and all that. I think that's my take for now, all right?
Matthew, thank you so much for calling. We hope you call us again. All right, you know, this zoning thing seems to be what's, you know, on the top of your mind. So I want us to talk about it, you know, a bit more. And it's a conversation we started on the Big Three, right? I'm hesitant to call it a game, but the game the two major parties seem to be playing around each other's zoning decision is quite interesting. I told you the PDP has moved its neck meeting where it will decide on zoning from this week to next week. I also told you about the speculation that the PDP is trying to delay its decision to see which direction the APC goes. The APC has also not made a decision on zoning. I told you Akeredolu, Rotimi Akeredolu, the governor of Ondo State, is calling out his party over it. He's claiming that the party is supposed to zone that top spot to the south. This is why the chairmanship was zoned to the north. He said, quote, "It will be disingenuous for anyone to argue against rotation at this period. We must do nothing which is capable of tilting the delicate balance against the established arrangement which guarantees peace and promotes trust," end quote. And at 3 o'clock, I asked you why you think the APC is delaying if it is as straightforward as Akeredolu says. Do you think the two parties are playing a game of chicken with each other, trying to see who moves first? So again, let's play the permutation game. Which of the two parties do you think will make a final statement on rotation and zoning? Matthew from Mazamaza says he thinks PDP will blink first, especially considering that their own primaries is coming up before the APC primaries. And, you know, if you believe that, I have to ask, if PDP zones it to the north first, what will the APC do? If PDP zones it to the south, what will APC do? If the APC zones it to the south first, what will the PDP do? What if APC zones it to the north? What if one party says, we're not going to zone, we'll throw it open? What do you think the other party will do? If you sabi politics, come, let's talk. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got a number for women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Sorry about that. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
My name is Fidelis.
Fidelis, good to have you on the show.
Calling you all the way from Badagry.
Welcome.
Yeah. You see, what is happening in the zoning matter now? If PDP fails to choose their presidency to south, they are definitely going to lose. Take it from me. If they fail to zone their presidency to sound, that they will fail woefully.
Okay.
Because North has taken their slot. So it is now the turn of sound to go into that seat.
Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Dekunle Michael calling back. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Israel.
Welcome.
It's Michael.
Go ahead.
Yeah. See, Sandra, let me tell you something. No, PDP on their mind now is how to get the power by all means. And that is why they are shifting their next meeting up and down. And believe me, sincerely, they are not going to pick anybody except from North.
Okay.
That is the only way they can win the election.
Okay.
PDP will surely go to the North. And that is why APC is taking their time. They knew that PDP will go to the North. And the popular guy there, which is Atiku, is very popular among the Northerners.
Okay.
And you know Northerners, they prefer their own candidate than anybody.
Okay. Or
even APC Northerners will vote for Atiku.
Okay.
Just wait and see. PDP will surely go to the North. That is why they are taking their time.
Okay.
I'm very sure by next week they will iron out all the issues and they will agree that okay, let's do this because they need power by all means. And that is the only way they can get it.
Michael, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do you think?
Okay, this is Frank from Badagry.
Welcome, Frank.
Okay, my take on the issue is this. Whether they want to throw it open or they want to zone it, let them zone it to the southeast. That is my take. It is their turn. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Francis. I'm calling from Isola.
Francis from Isola, what do you think?
I'm a first time caller.
Oh, glad to have you here. Welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I'm trying to contribute in this matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should not bother ourselves about this APC and PDP.
Okay.
What I want to tell Nigerians is that they should prepare the man which candidate from this minority party.
Okay.
Yeah, because they know the game they are playing. They are not playing any game for the interest of Nigerian people. It's for the interest of their self. Because politics is a game of interest. So, even though we have to contribute our own vote in this type of discussion, because...
Francis?
That we should leave them alone, let them play their card and bring whichever they want to bring. They see the person. During the time of voting, then we know what to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. Sundays in Victoria Island. Sundays not on the line anymore. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got you. Hello. Good evening. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Michael from Surulere.
Hi, Michael from Surulere. What do you think?
Well, having studied the Nigeria politics of today, I think the APC will zone there to the south. Why PDP will be open.
Okay.
Because that's the only chance of them grabbing power in 2023.
Okay.
So that's how you're going to get. And I'm going to call you to remind you of that.
Okay, I'll wait for that call.
But then I think them will put a Northerner and then a Southerner as VP. Like I'm talking about the PDP people.
Okay.
But,
so they'll open it. They'll keep it open. Then they'll choose a Southerner as president and a Northerner as vice. But you think APC will give it to the South straight up?
Yes.
Okay.
But then there'll be a mix up because APC will put a Southerner as a president, and for the VP they'll put a Northerner.
Okay. Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Zion Lion on Twitter says, Madam Sandra, for PDP to get their power back come 2023, they will zone their ticket to the north. Let's just wait and see how it unfolds. They are playing a game of chess. Why do people say that? I remember that when Jonathan won, he didn't win the north. He got south, southeast, and the middle belt. You know, I believe that was in, was it 2015 or 2011? I'm trying to remember now. 2011, because Buhari came in 2015. Buhari did not get northern votes. He got south, southeast, and, you know, the middle belt area, you know, north central now. So do you really need the north to win elections? We've got information to share with you, yes?
Yes, we do. This one is from Case Where.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name, sir?
My name is Dan Baba.
Oh, Dan Baba. Do you want to call back? Because you've got like 60 seconds.
No second. I'll call back.
All right, call back then. Thank you so much. Let me go to Facebook where we've got comments. Remember, WhatsApp isn't available, so share your thoughts on Facebook with me if you want me to read them on the show. Solomon Ushie says, zoning or no zoning, the APC and PDP political umpire are aware of their preferred candidates. Are they? Are they? Which is why all of these permutations are going on in the public space. They are not aware of their preferred candidates. Nosike Obudulu says PDP will likely postpone their national convention. They are both waiting for each other to make the first move. Iri Kefe says, I think we don't have honest people who proclaim to be politicians in Nigeria. Honesty, politician in one sentence? Let's take a break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, honorary badge educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May? Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with one winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, call 0703-498-4352. Again, 0703-498-4352.
Yes, yes, yes. This one is
which include a suit, three caftans, three tunics, two trousers, one shoe, and one sandal. Now, this package will get you covered for all your events, all your Uwambes, all your, you know, suit and tie events, parties, birthday parties, everything for a whole year. This is a bespoke package as your measurements will be taken and you also get to choose your fabrics and your styles before production. So the whole styling and all your, the whole creative process is in your hands, right? Now, all you have to do is call the number 0703286-7011. That is 0703286-7011 for more information and details.
Ramadan is the most special holy month. May the most merciful guide us better and bless us with all prosperity in life. From all of us at ShopRite, we wish our Muslim customers and staff a joyous and blessed Eid. At ShopRite, we have everything you and your family need to make this holiday a super one. Ramadan Mubarak.
There is always more to share at our iftar table filled with pasta, semo, noodles, and many more.
Energy to learn, energy to play.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 5:32. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the road to 2023 on Hard Facts. And so many questions that I've thrown at you this evening. We've gone from the drama in Rivers State with their governorship aspirants in the PDP being locked up at the moment. And then, of course, over in the APC, you have Magnus Abbey saying consensus is not my father's name. I mean, consensus candidacy has been getting a lot of Ella lately. I told you about Magnus Abbey rejecting the APC's Guba consensus in River State, yes. It's also happening in other parties at the national level. The Northern PDP aspirants who were part of the consensus deal no longer have a consensus on whether the consensus deal is alive or dead. Bala Muhammad and Bukola Saraki both say all is well. But I guess perhaps that's to be expected since they are the two of the Northern Elders Forum shortlisted last weekend. But the other two aspirants say that that shortlist is invalid since all the aspirants had previously agreed to end consensus arrangement. So that's Tambuwal and Hayatuddin. Both of them say that the consensus arrangement is dead on arrival. I'm bringing this up because we keep having these conversations about whether or not consensus can work. And now you have those who say consensus can never work. They say the reason is obvious. They take you to places like Taraba State, for example, where the PDP right now wants to use consensus to choose its Guba aspirant. But Victor Balakona is one of the candidates, and he's the immediate past state party chairman. And he says that consensus is discretional. It's not compulsory. For me, I will only accept the consensus if it favors me. I am the most qualified person among the aspirants. So if there's going to be any consensus, I can only accept it if I am the consensus candidate, end quote. That's the answer he gave to the press when he was asked about consensus candidacy. Hilarious. Now, for those who say, oh, consensus can cannot work, they'll say, well, Balakona has cut out all the big grammar, and he has spoken the truth. Politicians don't accept consensus if consensus does not favor them. It's just that simple. Do you agree with that statement? Because I remember that when we had Saraki on the show, he mentioned that, well, President Buhari was a product of consensus in a way. So it worked there, right? What do you think? Why do politicians keep attempting consensus when they know that they'll only accept it if it favors them? send us a message on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. WhatsApp is not available right now, so if you send a message there, I'm not going to be able to read it. But if you send it to Facebook, I'll read it live on the show. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, or give us a call on 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. This is the road to 2023 on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Hello, good evening. Thanks for calling us.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Etienne from Popular Times.
Etienne, welcome.
For the Ondo State Government, what about their initial gra-gra? They started this meeting in Delta State, and the second meeting in Lagos. Since then, they have went to sleep. This is the right time, if they are serious and since they are ready for powership to the South. This is the right time they are supposed to be engaging in marathon meetings between APC and PDP. If PDP decided to zone presidential ticket to the South, can the PDP eight governors in the South collapse the structure with APC if APC decides to zone presidential ticket down to the South to confront another candidate? Now, those presidential aspirants that have declared under the platform of APC from Tinubu, hey, Tinubu is part of this government, it's part of the program of this government. It's not qualified. Hey! And Osibanjo, same thing. Amechi, they're referring to the Kaduna trainer attack. The former president, Jonathan. Hey, rumors, you want to defend the APC to contest under the platform. So that the power will return back to the North after Jonathan 4 years in office by 2027. Atatiku has promised to run for only one term. Hey, Jonathan, very good, Jonathan. This one has been taken to International World Trade Center. We condemn all the presidential aspirants down this country. Rather, we prefer another president. That's the reason even the likes of Erufai, Zulu, and Ganduje, who initially wanted to down to the South, in 2023, because we are not ready, our trances, our disposition, our reaction over those who we declared from the South, we condemn them, we don't want them, our God of mercy. Now we are condemning. APC will certainly, they will divide the division to the power will go back. They will return, they will say open the contest, because look at the aspirant, many aspirants from the South. He said, "Are these people, the North will be watching or mocking at us. So these people are not ready to grab power by 2023. And for River State, if you were in River State in 2015, we tell you the federal night to block about 20-something PDP aspirants from accessing the venue the day they were heading they were organizing their primary governorship primaries. The likes of Prince with Junior and Dumi Ludu Bridge Junior. Dagogo is the Amechi boy. You remember his confession, the PDP youth leader in LMA, that led the youth to attack the COVID-19 task force at the hotel. He said they brought this guy, declared this guy wanted, and PDP members, chieftains, they smuggled this guy in and they handed over the leadership of a PDP youth leader in the course of 2023. You know, last month, there was an assassination attack on the residence of Pretoria Prince with assistance. Luckily, it was not available. Rivers of Blood Part 2 is coming. And the power shift, the growing climate of power shift from upland to Riverland. You know, the judge, they are giving weekend with a notice to release Dagogo. It's going to be River State. And area and upper land.
All right, we'll see how that all plays out. Now, we've got information to share with you, yes?
Yes, we do. This one is from Nokia. Yeah, they have very new phone coming out, and it's super exciting because they're also going to be giving out something really special to everyone. So if you've been thinking of changing your phone, and obviously you love Nokia, or you've been thinking of gifting someone a phone, well, the Nokia C30 is the right phone to gift and to own for yourself. You can either get it in 3/32 or 3/64 variant and get a free Nokia 105 Africa edition to go. Yes, the Nokia C30 is a smartphone to love with its big, bold, and beautiful display that is honestly very eye-catching, right? And let's not even talk about how big the screen is. And also the battery life is just amazing. You can use your phone all through 24 hours of the day and your battery life will still be right there. And of course, the camera quality is a 13 MP dual camera at the rear and a 5 MP camera at the front, which is simply amazing because we know it's the Gen Z era and everybody has to have prim pictures. Everybody has to have nice pictures. People are always taking pictures. So, of course, why not get yourself a Nokia C30 so you can join the Clear Pictures gang, right? Also, don't forget, when you buy a Nokia C30, you also get an Africa edition for free. So go to the Nokia store and buy the Nokia C30 and get a gift from Nokia.
All right, get a gift from Nokia if you go ahead and get that done. But in the meantime, let's talk politics. What do you think about the points that Etim raised when he gave us a call? He said, oh, Southerners are complaining about every candidate. Well, I haven't heard anyone condemn Kayode Fayemi. I haven't heard anyone condemn PJ Obi. So are Southerners condemning all the Southern aspirants or are they condemning some of the Southern aspirants? And even if, you know, it were true that Southerners are condemning all the Southern aspirants who have been put forward so far, is that the reason why political parties should zone to a region that is in the South if they had already decided, oh, we're going to zone to the South anyway? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Thank you, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Wyatt Connie from Amuodofi.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I think those who are clamoring for Northern candidate for PDP to win the election, have they forgotten that 2003, Obasanjo contest with Buhari. Obasanjo finished the service and he won the election. 2007, I swear, it was Northern candidate versus Northern candidate. That is Atiku versus Yadra. I won the election. Come 2011, President Junata, the Southerner, contesting with President. He won the election. So what are we talking about? If the PD want to do the job, they have to send their president to the South, especially Southeast. Today, PDP is controlled by the Southeast governors, eight of them from the South. We're supposed to be the pillar of that party. And for the APC, waiting for PDP to decide, that is not reasonable at all. We know very clearly that if APC fails to pick South candidate as the presidential candidate, that's the end of that party. Because when they put together 2014, we know people like Aswa not the fool. Two political parties match together. It is Buhari contest, good three times and the free. The moment he liaises with the ACN, then he won the election. So if a daughter can take the slot, then I think they start 8 years. The remaining 8 years now for them, it's going to the South. Don't fear whether you are going to lose the election or not. If you don't brilliantly, then I will vote for you. So, Sandra, for me, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
For me, all the Southerners, they should gear up, create, build the bridge across the Niger, across the North. By then, Abiola connected election in this country. He flew his candidate in Kano.
All right, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Gabriel, welcome. What do you think?
I think the PDP is going to throw their open party open.
Okay.
There are nothing like zoning in PDP this time around.
Okay.
Let the APC people, I know they are just crying because PDP, they may not zone because they are complete. They don't have power. They only need to throw it open to see where are they possible to gather votes all the 36 states of the country.
The people of Southwest, I think they are with me right here. I cannot shout. Right here in Ikoyi, where they are having their meeting.
Okay.
Southwest, I have president, I have vice. The Northeast, I have two presidents since 1999. They should leave the power between South-South, Southeast, North-Central. That is the parts who have never ruled, apart from the South-South who done about four or five years.
Hmm.
That's where the power is going. Let the Southwest do anything they like. Power is not coming down to the Southwest. The other side must rule.
Okay. All right.
That's my observation, yeah.
All right, Gabriel. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. We've got Devo Okorie on the line. Hi, Devo.
Hi, Sandra. How are you?
I'm okay. Where are you calling from?
Great. I'm here in, where am I? Some parts of Nigeria. But
if you're in Nigeria, you're not supposed to be calling me via Skype, or you're supposed to be calling the phone line.
Just a quick one. Can we stop discussing zoning?
Okay.
I thought Nigerians were looking for change.
Hmm.
I thought Nigerians were fasting and praying and blaming Buhari, Jonathan, Yaradu, and co. for causing Nigeria's drawdown. Zoning is corruption. Zoning means you eat, then it's my turn to eat. Zoning has nothing to do with governance. Here we are, like the politicians that we abuse, spending sleepless nights discussing whether the next person to lead Nigeria will come from the North, South, or from Saudi Arabia. Does it have any inclination as to the power problem, Sandra? Can you tell me that? Does it have anything to do with the water that we don't have, or the high food prices, or the stolen crude that is being shifted in tankers away in the Niger Delta? Does it have anything to do with our exchange rates? Can we for once wake up as a nation and begin to discuss our own issues? Can we stop acting like there's a missing screw? Can we for once get beyond the beer parlor discussion of where someone comes from or his religion and discuss how we can make our communities better places? We can't continue like this, Sandra. And the longer we follow politicians, we remain distracted. Finally, at the end of the day, PDP and APC will do their usual game. And by the way, so that people know, the North has discovered and realizes that they are the biggest voting bloc, which makes them the beautiful bride. So either the Southwest, the South-South, or the Southeast must come and negotiate. It's called negotiation. Politics is not about sentiment. Politics, I dare say, is not about justice. Politics is about numbers and consensus.
All right, Devo, thank you very much for calling. Mm-hmm. I do wish you were as simple as Devo, tries to make it, you know, in that call. But the reason zoning is such a big conversation during political season is because at the root of it, we are not a united people. At the root of it, there is a lot of dissatisfaction between the different ethnic groups that make up Nigeria. And so for every part of the country to feel like, well, we are truly part of this country, we are truly part of this union, the politicians came up with a way to satisfy the sense of justice as far as leading Nigeria is concerned, which is why some people argue that perhaps, okay, fine, we understand that, oh, competence should be, the number one deciding factor. But how about you zone it to a part of the country that has not been in charge at the national level and find the most competent people in that zone and make them the flag bearers and vote for those candidates? Like, you'd hear people argue that, you know, we can talk and chew gum, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I don't think that the zoning conversation is not important, but of course, you're free to disagree with me. That's what conversation is about. I don't think that the zoning conversation is not an important one. I do think that it's quite important, because at the root of the conversation about zoning, the permutations about zoning, is the desire to appear like you are being fair. As far as the politics of the country is concerned, you have to seem like you're being fair. You have to seem like there's equity. You have to seem like there's justice. That's why the conversations about zoning are really, really loud. Now, at the end of the day, will the justiciable thing be done? The equitable thing be done? Maybe, maybe not. But the reason the conversation is happening to begin with is because we don't trust each other. We believe that one side of the country is benefiting over the other side of the country. And that's why you have all the agitations happening all over the country. The north, the south, the south-south, the east. Everyone wants to be their own nation. It's still from the same tree, right? And so the zoning conversation, the zoning talk is an attempt to fix that problem. Will it fix it? That's a different debate for a different day. In the meantime, we have info to share with you.
Yes, we do. this one is from A and H and Z Consult, right? So are you a graduate seeking a scholarship or seeking admission and desire to study in the UK? Submission of September 2022 intake and a 95% visa guarantee, and of course, 100 free visa counseling, partial scholarships, and discounts. So, you see all this amazing benefits. All you have to do is just prepare your minds for Saturday, the 7th of May, and it's going to be very beneficial. For more information and details, call the numbers 090-321-2933. The numbers to call again are 090-321-2933. The alternative number to call is 080-5501-7084. That is 080-5501-7084.
All right. Thank you so much for that. And thank you, Lagos, for being a part of this conversation. But don't go away. If you missed our first playoff match that happened between 4 and 5 today, I'll play it for you again immediately after the news at 6:15 so that you see who will be facing our number 2 seed next week Tuesday at 4 o'clock. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere.
With BetKing, the odds are better.
On top any playground, it no matter the kind game, kings know they ever.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria